News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Mayo finally has Sam after a wait of three quarters of a century. Henry McKean was out celebrating in Castlebar last night until the early hours. And I believe, unlike many Mayo people, you did get a few hours sleep, Henry, did you?
Jonathan, yeah, up Mayo behind me, you can hear a cow making quite a lot of noise, like the whole of Mayo. You know, those cows.
Well, at least the cow is celebrating along with the good people of Mayo, no doubt. But there was unbelievable scenes last night in Castlebar.
Yeah, I entered Mayo last night, and just as I crossed the border, there were kids waving flags beside the road with signs of Jack Coyne, the Mayo captain, and brother Kobe McDonald and Jordan Flynn. This truly was an historic moment, perhaps the best All-Ireland ever. And like that, so many people out there listening around the world finally have some relief this morning. And people will always remember where they were when Mayo won the 2026 All-Ireland Football Final. And there was so much nerves, there was so much excitement. I got to meet the Riley family. They were literally, Jonathan, driving around Castlebar in circles with a fake Sam Maguire strapped to their roof, with the kids waving flags out the window. So many people have lost loved ones and they weren't here to witness this magic sporting moment.
Oh, geez, overwhelmed. We've waited so long for this. 75 years, we've been through thick and thin. Just today, I think of all the people who's gone to All Ireland and who's not here today, especially my late brother John. I know he's very happy tonight, but I'm just so excited, stunned really, and still in shock. I suppose it won't actually sink in until the homecoming, but we'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy it.
How are you feeling?
Absolutely amazing. Fair play to them. No, nobody was giving them a half a chance, and fair play to them. Waiting long enough.
So you're one of these families driving around Mayo, hooting your horn with a Sam Maguire attached to the roof of your Jeep, and there's hundreds of you. It's bigger than the Walkinstown roundabout back in Italia 90. I've never seen so many honks coming out
of
cars. So you must be so relieved and delighted.
Look what the fake cup does to it. There are a few people
It's amazing. The fake cup is amazing.
Fair play to for a bit
and
of
how
crack.
How are you feeling?
Good.
And how are you feeling?
Good.
And what does this mean to you?
Oh, it's savage.
It's savage?
Yeah.
Why is it savage?
Oh, it's the best day ever.
Best day ever. And yeah, it must be just a massive relief. I mean, waiting 75 years.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Big relief. Big relief.
Yeah, those kids don't realise what waiting is like. Mayo got into 11 All-Ireland finals since they last won in 1951. And it was only yesterday on their 12th attempt that they managed to return the trophy. This Mayo team themselves are very young, Henry, and a lot of the fans you met were even younger.
Absolutely. For example, I'm coming to you live from the Kilchomar Park Hotel. The manager sent home all the young staff yesterday evening to celebrate, meaning there was no one except the manager running this hotel that's obviously fully booked, because he wanted them. He was a Donegal man. He wanted those young Mayo workers to enjoy this special, special moment. And you're right, we've mentioned the cows, the dogs are celebrating too. The smiles, Jonathan, in all my years, I've never seen so much joy, so much love, so much passion, so much pure extreme ecstasy in one place, better than any drug or even alcohol, even though a lot of people had quite a lot of alcohol last night. And I was high on secondhand motion.
Great feeling, unbelievable feeling.
75 years waiting.
75 years, too long, too long. The curse is gone, we all won today, so pop me.
This is my first ever visit to Ireland. This is my first weekend in Ireland. And I'm now here. I'm a Mayo man. And I feel it. I am 100% a Mayo man. And it's my first weekend in Ireland. We got in a taxi last night and Eddie said to me, he's like, you'll never forget your first week, your first visit to Ireland. And I tell you now, I will never forget for the rest of my life.
I'm a Mayo man through and through. I've been born and raised here, right? But I'm still pinching myself. Like, did this actually happen?
How are you feeling?
Really, really good. Woo! Come on, Mayo!
A 75-year wait.
I know.
Was
about
it worth
time.
It?
About time. Woo! Yeah. Yay! Woo!
delighted, yeah. We travelled up from Wexford for the weekend to come up and support Mayo.
So you're a Wexford lady?
Yeah, we are, yeah. But we had a feeling Mayo were going to do it this year, so we wanted to come up.
You wanted to be here for the atmosphere?
Absolutely, yeah.
You just knew in your gut?
Yeah, we did. We went up Croagh-Patrick this morning and said a few prayers, and thankfully it worked.
How are you feeling?
Very good!
Unbelievable! Oh, Sunday, man.
Oh, man.
Did you really think Mayo could do it?
I did, yeah. Oh, I was staying all week, Mayo for such Sam, Kerry for Butter. All week.
It was such a good feeling.
Sunday, man.
Oh, great.
I'm Louise Morley from Mayo.
And I'm Sandra Morley from Mayo.
And we're sisters.
Absolutely.
How happy are you?
We are ecstatic. We can't believe it. It is.
Mayo.
The best Mayo.
Fantastic.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Mayo won the All-Ireland. That's it. 75.
Absolutely buzz, man. Come on, Mayo.
I'm feeling good, really amazing.
You are the best! I had my doubts, but not anymore! The Maggie Moore, new legend!
Brilliant!
The atmosphere is great.
Ah, you couldn't help it but caught up in that, Henry. Mayo for Sam, Kerry for Butter. I think that's the line of the day, definitely. I mean, it was so long since they won us that they forgot the pitch invasion that normally happens after the All-Ireland final. And they all stood to attention to the green and red of Mayo by the Saw Doctors as if it was kind of some emotional national anthem that they had to respect. It was amazing, Henry. You must have got caught up in it there, did you?
It was. I mean, the emotion, and you're right, the Saw Doctors, absolutely wonderful. And just 3 years ago, I was up here with Joe Biden, and he did say Mayo for Sam, and he was right, and he's saying that today. You know, and to think that Kobe only did his leaving cert just last month. It's just unreal. And I do feel that. I feel I'm caught up in that emotion, taking over the whole body, this kind of wonderful feeling that every county in Ireland feels, except for Kerry. This is a final that everyone will remember forever.
Hi, I'm Thomas Lennon from Castlebar here in County Mayo. Today is one of the best days of my life.
One of the best days.
One of the best. Being married is the other one, getting married to my wife, and my kids being born is the other. And my kids were here today on the mall watching the match.
So you must be so proud.
Oh, it is amazing. Like the emotion and the atmosphere, but the tension and the pride, all of that together was just mind-blowing. Unbelievable day.
75 years waiting, all that hurt, all those dark days, was it worth it?
100%. The blood, sweat and tears, the dedication, the motivation and the trust the whole Mayo County had in their team. It all stood strong today when we seen them lift that trophy. Sam is coming home to Mayo.
So 1951, that is a long, long time ago.
75 years. I had some family friends who had their wedding anniversary today, and he was 6 months old when Mayo last won the match. And he cried his eyes out today. It's just amazing. A lot of people have some heartfelt moments in the match today.
So there's this absolute relief of emotion, relief of joy that wait is over.
Yes, it almost feels like there was a burden on our shoulders all these decades, and that's gone.
Edmund McKean there speaking to people in Castlebar last night and reporting from the Kiltima Park Hotel this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.